Apple has updated its U.S. App Store policies to allow developers to include links to external payment methods, following a court order stemming from its long-running legal battle with Epic Games. The move comes after a decision by U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers, who ruled that Apple must relax its strict payment system rules. The company has complied with the order but said it plans to appeal. The updated policy marks a significant shift for Apple, which previously required all digital transactions within iOS APIs to be processed through its own payment system, ensuring it received commissions of up to 30%. Developers will now be allowed to direct users to make purchases through external websites, potentially bypassing Apple's fees. This change could be especially beneficial to developers of cryptocurrency and NFT, non-fungible token, apps, many of which have been constrained by Apple's in-app purchase rules. Under the old system, developers offering digital assets were required to use Apple's infrastructure, limiting profit margins and innovation. However, Apple has retained restrictions on certain types of activity. Mining apps and reward-based incentives remain prohibited under the updated guidelines, meaning not all crypto-related features will gain new freedom. Developers must also adhere to Apple's standards for user privacy and data security. The Epic Games lawsuit, originally filed in 2020, challenged Apple's dominance over its App Store ecosystem. Though Apple largely won the case, the court did mandate this particular change to its policies, marking a rare regulatory shift for the tech giant. Apple's decision could set a precedent as regulatory pressure mounts globally over App Store practices and antitrust concerns. While the company complies with the court order for now, its upcoming appeal means the issue may not be settled permanently. The research team plans to monitor 1,200 patients over 5 years to assess long-term benefits and safety of Ozempic in liver disease treatment.